The United States is working to push beyond airstrikes against Islamic State fighters in Iraq to a broader coalition against the Syrian-based militants.
Ladies and gentlemen,
speaking in Estonia on his way to a NATO summit in Wales, President Obama said a coalition to take on the Islamic State, also known as ISIS, is complicated by the power vacuum in Syria.
It is going to take time for us to be able to form the regional coalition that's going to be required so that we can reach out to Sunni tribes in some of the areas that ISIS has occupied and make sure that we have allies on the ground in combination with the airstrikes that we've already conducted. So the bottom line is this. Our objective is clear, and that is to degrade and destroy ISIL so that it's no longer a threat, not just to Iraq, but also to the region and to the United States.
Such a coalition will include partners contributing in a variety of ways, says analyst Nora Ben-Sahel.
I think the United States is working very hard right now to try to build a coalition of countries that has like-minded interests about ISIS, to try to strengthen diplomatic efforts against the group, potentially economic efforts, financial sanctions and other things, sharing of intelligence, I'm sure, and other things, and potentially even bringing some of those states into a coalition to conduct airstrikes.
All of which, she says, must be coordinated with Iraqi forces confronting ISIS on the ground.
Ultimately, the only forces that are going to be able to roll back ISIS in any time frame are local forces, and that's why you're seeing efforts to train and advise. That's what the United States is doing.
Those Iraqi forces will answer to a new government in Baghdad that's backed by Iran, which also opposes the Islamic State. Tehran and Washington sharing a common enemy could complicate a broader coalition, says former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Ryan Crocker.
We're at an extremely delicate time throughout the region, certainly in Iraq, as the Iraqis struggle to form a government that needs to be inclusive enough that it will bring the Sunnis back into the process. I think any overt cooperation between Iran and the United States could create far more problems than it solves.
An active role for Iran also may unsettle Saudi Arabia and Egypt, both important members of a coalition against the Islamic State, says American University professor Akbar Ahmed, especially as Washington needs more than military might.
The Islamic State is out of control. The atrocious behavior, the beheadings, the treatment of minorities, the treatment of Christians and so on, this has to be effectively checked. But if the United States thinks it can be checked simply by dropping a couple of bombs and using some missiles, I don't think that's going to happen.
Ahmed says the Obama administration must be careful not to make the same mistakes that he says the United States made in the war against Saddam Hussein, leading to disaffected Iraqi Sunni militants who helped found the Islamic State. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.
Allah! 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 Allah!